From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. In part one of the series, we revealed how a cluster of websites exist that specialize in ruining an individual's online reputation. These sites will host slanderous posts that show up if you Google the individual. Today, an interview with Christopher Svensson, a scumbag who runs one of these sites. It's Monday, May 3rd. Christopher, thank you for being here.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is part two in our two-part series on online defamation. Did you, by any chance, listen to part one?
Nah, only podcast I listen to is the Joe Rogan Experience.
Okay. Well, could you explain to me how your website works?
Sure, man. I mean, it's pretty simple. I got this website. People get to post about other people. It's like a good time, you know?
Of course, it's not as simple as just people posting about other people.
I don't know what you mean.
For example, one of your sites is called posthere2slanderyourexgirlfriend.com. That one is clearly used to slander ex-girlfriends.
Whoa, that's like your opinion, bro. I mean, if people want to use it for that, that's really their call. I mean, let's say I take my dog to like the front door of your house and he goes to the bathroom and then I do it again the next day and then again the next day and it keeps happening. I mean, like, you can't blame me for that. That's the dog's fault.
Well, you are creating a platform that allows people to slander. For example, in the submission form for posting on your website, you ask, what was your ex?
Yeah, what was she?
Well, but then there's a drop-down menu, and the options are slut, hoe, or other.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, oh, that was a mistake. I forgot to include skank.
No. The point is that the website...
Some of these girls are skanks. Come on.
Christopher, the point is that this website is clearly built for people to make uncorroborated accusations and that these posts severely damage an individual's online reputation.
Look, you're acting like the website's immoral. That's just not accurate because I live by a code.
Okay, you're referring to the Code of Law, Section 230, the law that provides immunity to an online platform from content posted by a third party.
What? No. My code, bros before hoes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
High five.
In this new economy, if you're not thinking about the future, you're in the past. That's why Fortune 500 companies trust Jargon Systems LLC for all their B2B cloud computing services. If you're looking for a peer-to-peer network that's A4 compliant, Jargon Systems LLC offers the AI firewall capabilities that no other enterprise solution can provide. What does all that mean? Nobody knows. But you're too insecure to ask, so just pay us instead. Jargon Systems LLC.
Christopher. Before the break, we were talking about one of your websites, but you own multiple websites, and you'll repost these often nasty and false accusations on all of these websites.
Pretty cool, right?
No, this is not cool. Because of what you're doing, if someone Googles for a name, they will be flooded with search results containing a damaging lie.
Yeah, like I said, pretty cool, right?
No, because these are often not just accusations of cheating. You also own other websites like I think this person's a pedophile but don't have proof.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or my coworker does Molly allegedly.com.
Allegedly, yeah.
And this dude is a rapist maybe.com.
Maybe.
But some of these are really heinous charges.
Yeah, maybe they should have thought about that before they did or did not do these things that they may or may not have done.
Christopher, there is something even more sinister here, which is that you are profiting. Don't you make money by offering to take down these posts?
Oh, Slow your roll, bro. I don't know what you mean.
For example, your name is Christopher Svensson. And then there's another website that says if you want help getting these posts taken down, contact me, Christoph Svensson. That is clearly you.
That's just a coincidence. I don't know who that Christoph dude is.
No, it's you. The domain for the website is connected to your same email address. I mean, just from a human level, imagine your girlfriend has some ex-boyfriend post these harmful lies about her. Don't you see how devastating it would be for her?
Man, whoa. I cannot even imagine that.
Exactly. You can't imagine the psychological toll your girlfriend would be...
No. I can't imagine your hypothetical because, you know, I've never had a girlfriend.
We'll be right back.
Here at Facebook, we take privacy very seriously because what's important to you is important to us. Like Kathy Chen, age 41, of Trenton, New Jersey. We want her to feel safe. Whether she's logging on from her home, 58 Westwood Lane, or the home of Mark Bryant, the coworker she's having an affair with. And we'd never let hackers access her social security number. 024-578-9990 is safe with us. To find out what else we're doing to protect your data, go to facebook.com/data and log in with your name and ATM pin. For example, 2874, which is Kathy's.
Here's what else you need to know today. Pope Francis has banned bishops and cardinals from accepting gifts amounting to more than 40 euros. Upon hearing the news, the priest responded, "It's still okay to receive sexual favors though, right?" And Verizon has sold AOL and Yahoo to the private equity firm Apollo. The deal took longer than expected because Apollo was still using dial-up internet. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.